A recent poll finds that a record high percent of Americans favor legalizing marijuana. It follows other surveys published this year, also showing that a clear majority of Americans support making marijuana consumption legal. But what's most interesting about this Gallup survey is that it found that a majority of Americans of all political stripes are in favor of legalization. Some data crunching now from Harry Enten, reporter at 538.com. Harry, give us the findings.
The poll that I picked up was a Gallup poll today showed that a record high 64% of Americans favor legalizing marijuana. But it's not just that we have that top line. It's also that a majority of Democrats, independents, and Republicans all support marijuana becoming legal. While at the same time, there just aren't a lot of politicians who seem to be at the forefront of wanting to make marijuana legal. So it's a very interesting contrast.
Wow. Any reason behind the politicians' anti-marijuana position?
I think that there are a few things that are going on. Number one, I think the positions on marijuana aren't held that strongly by the electorate, right? I mean, there are a lot of people who want marijuana to be legal, but only about 30% of Americans, according to a poll last year, felt strongly about it.
Okay.
Number two, I don't think a lot of people actually smoke weed. I know, you know, we all know people who do, mm-hmm. but only about 28% of Americans told Marist College in March of 2017 that they'd be likely to buy and then use marijuana if it in fact was made legal by the federal government.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll point out one other thing that I think is very important, and that is essentially that oftentimes what we see on public issues is that federal officials will lag behind public opinion. Remember, it was no more than 15 years ago in which most Americans did not feel that marijuana should be legal, and in fact, majorities of members of both parties didn't want it to be legal. So I think politicians are just slow to react to the changing public tide in the same way that we saw on same-sex marriage. A lot of Democratic politicians were slow to get behind that bandwagon, even though pretty much all of their voters felt that same-sex marriage should be legal for a long time coming.
Wow. All right, so in the poll, it was discovered that 72% of Democrats, 67% of independents, and 51% of Republicans support marijuana becoming legal. Is it measurable to find out whether or not that's the first time a majority of each of those groups has said that they favor it?
Yeah, so in the Gallup poll, it definitely is. This is the first time in the Gallup poll in which a majority in all parties agreed that. Now, there are obviously some other surveys that are out there that pretty much correspond with that finding. But with Gallup, what we really have is a long data set going back a long period of time since the 70s. And this is the first time ever that we've seen that a majority of people in all three parties agree that it should be legal. And the big boost in this particular survey was among Republicans. It was just a year ago in which that percentage who said that marijuana should be legal was in the low 40s, and that hiked up almost about 10 percentage points. So it's quite an interesting contrast where you have Jeff Sessions, who's the Attorney General of the United States, telling these states, you know, that have legalized marijuana, hey, you know, I'm not sure you should necessarily be doing that, so on and so forth, while a majority of his own party members believe that marijuana should, in fact, be legal.
Well, we're speaking with Harry Enten, senior political writer and analyst at 538.com. He's got a piece entitled, "Everyone Agrees That Weed Is Great, Except Politicians," looking at some new polling. All right, so speaking of the marijuana issue, there are issues in which we have significant separations between the parties. Explain those.
Yeah, so what was interesting about marijuana is that, you know, you get majorities of both parties who agree about this. And there's so few issues these days in which a majority of both parties agree on something. So, for instance, you know, we've been having this gun control debate back and forth in Washington after the massacre in Las Vegas. And what we see is vastly different opinions where about three-quarters of Democrats believe that it's more important to control gun ownership than protect people's rights to own guns. While Republicans, it's the exact opposite, where about three-quarters of voters who identify as Republicans believe that protecting gun ownership is more important than controlling it. Or we could talk about building the wall along the Mexican border, where we have a vast majority of Republicans who believe we should do that, while the vast majority of Democrats who believe we shouldn't do that. It's not that way with marijuana. This is one of the few issues in which a majority of both parties agree on something.
It's interesting, right? Harry Enten, data cruncher for 538.com.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.